MSNBC's read, "Conservatism itself justifies violence, they just elected the Joker." By Pam Kee on December 10, 2024. MSNBC host Joy Reid said Tuesday on MSNBC's The Readout that conservatism itself has justified violence, adding that we were Gotham and the Joker was in charge. Reid said, "Today, the 26-year-old suspect in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO was back in a Pennsylvania courtroom for an extradition hearing to determine when he'll be brought back to New York to face charges including second-degree murder. The case has brought out a clear division in the reaction among those on the right. You see, when popular conservative pundits like Ben Shapiro and anti-woman zealot Matt Walsh tried to attack evil liberals for celebrating the murder of a CEO, they were met with backlash from some of their own supporters, who defended the violence. Because the truth is some on the right don't necessarily abhor violence if it's against someone they don't like Black Lives Matter activists or pro-Palestinian protesters. That's why we see them get behind Kyle Rittenhouse, who shot and killed two BLM protesters, or George Zimmerman, who killed Trayvon Martin and turned them into cause celebs." She continued, "The reality is, if you go back to the Trayvon Martin case, before that, the justification for lynching around conservatives, whether conservatives are wearing the D uniform or the R uniform, conservatism itself has justified violence. January 6th, burning down Tulsa or Wilmington, overthrowing the government. If it's violence for the purposes they want, they're cool with it." Reid added, "The majority of voters in this country just elected to run America like UnitedHealthcare. This country will now be run the same way UnitedHealthcare is. Vicious cost-cutting, merciless cost-cutting, cutting people's benefits, cutting veteran benefits, refusing care, taking away Obamacare, that is UnitedHealthcare." She concluded, "We are Gotham and the Joker is in charge. That is just real talk." Follow Pam Kee on X @PamKeenan.